Does being highly ambitious
15-year-old
boy. Okay. Does being highly ambitious make us more fearful? If so, how to deal with it? Okay. Ambition is meant to inspire us to do better. We are all conscious beings, and as conscious beings, we have an innate desire to improve things. If we look at hens, or we look at animals, for millennia they have been eating the same food again and again and again. We humans have made thousands of delicacies, and we keep coming up with newer and newer. So we have an innate desire to improve things, and the desire to improve things is an expression of our ambition. So when we are ambitious about something, we want to, say, achieve this in our life. And that achievement is not in our control. So, the fact that it is not in our control can cause anxiety to us. So, we have to see what is the driving motivation for the ambition. Is it recognition or is it expression? Recognition means I want the world to recognize. You know, I am so intelligent, I am so smart, I am so good. And if that is my purpose, then it's not in my control. And that will cause me a lot of anxiety. But if I see that by God's arrangement, I have been given some talents, I'm inspired about certain things. So I will try to express these talents. I will do justice to these talents. I will try to realize my potential. So if not recognition but realization is the spur for my ambition, then my center will be within me. Did I do my best? Okay, I worked hard and I improved myself. I did this much. Then that ambition will not cause us anxiety, because our focus will be on how well am I doing things. If my focus is on what result is coming, will I get this result? Will I achieve this? Then we will not be able to, then the ambition will cause anxiety. And greater the ambition, greater will be the anxiety. So rather than wedding our ambition to certain external results, we can wed that ambition to an internal purpose. Now, I want to do my best. The difference between doing my best and being the best. If I think I want to be the best among everyone else, I don't know how well others are going to do. I don't know what is going to happen in the outside world. And that will make us insecure. But if I focus on being the best, being my best rather, then we can do our best without getting overwhelmed by anxiety. Einstein attributed to us said that if we start judging a fish by its ability to climb a tree, the fish will live with a lifelong inferiority complex. So we focus not on external parameters for judging our talents or judging our ambitions. We focus on not recognition but realization. Then we will, and most importantly, we can direct our ambition in a devotional mood. Krishna, I am doing this to please you. I want to be a good student, I want to be a good singer, I want to be a good whatever it is, good professional. I want to do this for your pleasure. And if we have done our best, Krishna will be pleased with us. So if we spiritualize our ambition, doing it primarily for Krishna's pleasure, and then externally we try our best to get the best result externally, but that external is not our primary motive, then the anxiety will not be induced so much. Rather, the satisfaction that will come from our connection with Krishna.